Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. Hello, and we're wrapping up this study, The Privileges of Salvation. We'll finish up the study today, and tomorrow's episode we'll kind of do an overview, looking back on what we've learned and what we've studied. We're looking at the privilege of we see the fulfillment of prophecy. We have the blessing of looking back at what Christ has done. All those Old Testament saints, they were looking forward to what God was going to do, but we can look back and see what God has already done. We've got the scriptures. We've got the indwelling Holy Spirit that most of the Old Testament saints did not have. That's a privilege that we have. And we're going to look more into that. The Bible says there in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 11, searching what or of what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified before him the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that unto them, not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto them by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desired to look into. You know something that we have that they did not have that we just mentioned a moment ago? God's Spirit indwells each and every one of us. That is the mystery of the gospel, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what we have as Christians. That's a privilege we have. Remember David, when he sinned? He said, God, please don't take your Spirit from me. Because God's Spirit, remember with King Saul, it indwelled him for a time and it left in his sin. Aren't you glad that God doesn't remove his Holy Spirit from our lives when we sin? Because we lose the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives often, wouldn't we? The Bible says in Colossians 1, 26 and 27, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. He said, what I'm about to tell you, they didn't fully understand it in the past, but now you know. This mystery was this, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have witnessed the mystery that the Old Testament saints and prophets looked for. That is the indwelling Spirit of Christ in the lives of each and every believer. That's our privilege. That's what we get to enjoy. We get to see God's fulfillment of prophecy, and we get to have the Holy Spirit indwelling each and every one of us as believers. That's a privilege that we have. You know, it's interesting. As Peter finishes up this section, he said, which things the angels desired to look into. You know, Christ didn't die on the cross to save angels. He died on the cross to save mankind. You know, there's a song that the angels can't sing. They praise God for what he's done, but they can't say, praise God for redeeming us, because Christ didn't come to redeem them. Christ doesn't indwell them, but he's redeemed us as believers, and he indwells us as believers. That's a privilege that we have as salvation, as believers. We see the fulfillment of prophecy, all that Christ did, and we enjoy the benefits of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Thank God for his Holy Spirit that gives us peace, comfort, joy, convicts us of our sin, encourages us, and helps us that do what is right. That's the mystery that they look forward to, that we get to enjoy each and every day.